Here's a look at Crawford Radio headlines for the week of May 1st, and a look ahead at your weekend. As of Thursday, there were 398 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Crawford. Last Thursday, there were 313. 67 Crawford residents have died from the coronavirus. 54 of those who passed were residents living in long-term care facilities in the township. The Crawford Township Committee has extended the grace period for property tax payments until June 1st, following an executive order by Governor Murphy allowing the extension. Union County parks, including those in Crawford, are scheduled to partially reopen as of sunrise on Saturday. Only passive activities such as biking, walking, and fishing will be allowed. Social distancing must continue. Something of a repeat from last weekend, with a chance of rain on Friday and Sunday, and a beautiful Saturday in between. Friday's high in the mid-60s. On Saturday, we'll reach 70, and Sunday's high will be 74. This week on the Virtual Crawford Facebook page, join Bob Wischusen at 7 Friday evening as he reads announcements celebrating significant celebrations for Crawford residents. On Sunday at 6, Virtual Bingo is back. Sunday evening at 8, it's Light the Night Crawford, when you're encouraged to put on a light that's visible from the outside of your home. At 8:30, come on outside and clap for all the frontline workers. Take an armchair audio tour of Crawford historic sites, courtesy of the Crawford Historic Preservation Advisory Board. Go to their website, preservecrawford.com, and click on Tour of Crawford's History. Using the camera on your phone, you can scan QR codes from a brochure that brings you photos and audio descriptions of sites around town. News provided by Tap into Crawford. For Crawford Radio, I'm Bernie Wagenblast.